Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Although cattle buyers have been raising their hands for the past couple of days, they've been largely unsuccessful in covering short-term kill needs. They'll give the procurement effort another go today. Opening bid should look familiar, looking at about $133 in our part of the country, $212 in the north. But firm asking prices of $135 and higher in the south and $216-plus in the north may eventually force them to dig deeper into their pockets. Look for live and feeder cattle futures to open on a mixed basis, torn between further short covering and long liquidation. The cash hog trade is expected to open with a round of bids higher, steady to a dollar higher than yesterday. Now, JBS at Beardstown was dark yesterday as the plant installed a new computer system, and we understand the facility will operate at a slower pace through the end of the week when the changeover will be completed. Hog futures seem likely to open moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and signs of cash strength in the country. The grains were mixed early this morning, with corn once again posting small gains. Soybeans and Kansas City wheat continued under pressure, while Chicago wheat held near unchanged. The sector as a whole seems to be at a point of indecision, waiting for some piece of news to provide direction. Outside markets were also mixed, with crude oil showing small losses while gold posted a strong rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average futures and the U.S. dollar index were both lower following the release of the latest FOMC minutes yesterday. Kansas City hard red winter wheat futures closed nearly 2.5% lower on Wednesday, and at a one-month low after crop progress data late Tuesday showed much of the crop survived a dry winter and bouts of freezing weather this spring. The USDA's first weekly crop progress report of the season rated winter wheat at 59% good to excellent, with Kansas crop at 55% and Oklahoma's at 61%. Corn and soybeans fared better and closed a little higher, unlikely influence from the near $2 per barrel gain in the crude oil market. We'll check all the futures after this.
The folks at Superior Video Livestock Auction have got a huge sale coming this Friday, April 8th, broadcast on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on www.superiorclicktobid.com. The video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time. We'll be offering 45,000 head, 11,700 yearling steers, 7,400 yearling heifers, 11,500 wean calves, and 12,100 calves on cows. If you want more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
As we look at our futures, April live cattle at the close was up $1.40, $132.07, and the June up $1.10 at $121.85. April feeder cattle up 55 cents, $153.17, but the May was down a dime at $150.10. May hogs up 85 at $75.75, and the June was up 97 at $79.97. Kansas City wheat May up 12, down 12 and a quarter cents at 461 and a quarter. July was down 12 and three quarters at 472 and a quarter. The Chicago wheat May was down 11 cents at 463, and July was down 11 cents, 469 and three quarters. May corn up one and a quarter at 358. July was up three quarters of a penny at 360 and three quarters. May soybeans up three and a quarter, 908, and July was up three and a quarter at 916. And on our cotton futures, May cotton down 2, 58.73. July was up 3 at 58.44. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.